On a sunny spring afternoon, a gleaming white trailer sits in the parking lot behind the Ashland Food Bank. When I ask Lee Manson what's going on, a huge smile creases his face.
What we have here is a dream come true, Liam.
Manson heads the Ashland Community Resource Center, a nonprofit agency that works to relieve poverty and homelessness. The refurbished 27-foot-long trailer was formerly used by frontline crews fighting wildland fires. Now it's providing hot showers and clean laundry to homeless Ashland residents. Madsen says it's filling a fundamental need.
Imagine what it would be like to wear the same clothes, the same underwear, the same socks for 2-3 weeks at a time and never be able to wash your clothes or take a bath.
Madsen says lack of access to basic hygiene facilities can help keep people trapped in a cycle of homelessness.
As far as being able to get jobs, as far as being able to stand in line at the supermarket and buy food, having a shower is important. And if we really look at health, especially children's health is hugely degraded when they're not able to get clean.
Volunteer Sangay Tenzin is in charge of getting the facility set up to operate. He proudly gives me a tour, leading me into the back door of the trailer past two stacked washer dryers chugging away.
We have an on-demand propane water heater, the biggest we could get, and what it does is supply on-demand hot water to all the outlets, laundry sink, the two laundries, the four lavatories, and the two showers.
The right side of the trailer opens up like an awning to reveal a bank of bathroom sinks and mirrors.
We have these four lavatories that have soap dispensers, electrical for if someone wants to charge something or shave with electric, they can do that here. But we have this on-demand hot water that fast. It's hot.
Folks with backpacks are lining up for their turn. One fellow named Steve says it's his first opportunity to take a hot shower in weeks.
This is just wonderful that they're doing this.
It's got to feel good.
Oh, yeah, it does. It's excellent. You know, after that long of a time, it feels really good.
Lee Madsen says generous donors came forward to pay for the trailer, to help beef it up, and to get it ready for service. He says the Holiday Inn Express across the street even offered to launder the used towels.
So the community has really come together to make this dream a possibility in big ways.
Still, he says, even in Ashland, with its progressive reputation, homeless people routinely encounter attitudes and laws that make their already difficult lives unnecessarily harder.
Societally, we have made everyday living illegal. You can't sleep on the streets of Ashland. You can't even put down a blanket if you're homeless. You can't go to the bathroom anytime because all of the public restrooms in town close as soon as it's dark. The public restrooms that are in restaurants and hotels aren't available to the homeless people.
And as housing gets less affordable for many lower-income families, Madsen says, more people could find themselves in that squeeze. He says making basic hygiene available gives those who are struggling a hand up toward getting back on their feet. Liam Moriarty, JPR News, Ashland.